WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the large-scale overnight attack on Kyiv was one of the most outrageous yet by Russia. At least 9 people were killed in the capital, more than 70 hurt in drone and missile strikes. The attack coming after President Trump lashed out at Zelensky for rejecting a U.S. proposed peace deal that would have Ukraine giving up the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has held since 2014. 50,000 mourners filing past the Pope lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica ahead of Saturday's funeral. In southern New Jersey, wildfire continues to burn.
This is still very much an active firefight, according to officials. There were more than 1,300 structures that were threatened. So far, officials say just one large storage building for a business has been destroyed. But they're going to continue fighting this until they get some soaking rainfall, and they are not expecting that today. They're hoping for it late Friday, maybe heading into the weekend.
ABC's Trevor Alt, air quality alerts in place for New York City because of the fires. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Headed to Green Bay for the NFL draft, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says pack a poncho.
Mother Nature's first round pick was to dampen the 2025 NFL draft, sending waves of showers and some storms threatening to soak the Fox Valley. Steady rain is expected overnight at Lambeau and lingers through Friday morning. With plenty of puddles to hop around, prepare to battle a breezy and chilly day at Titletown. Temperatures will only scrape 50, and with winds gusting around 30 miles per hour, it's going to feel even colder than you'd think. Layers and a windbreaker with a poncho and pocket is my advice. And you can shed it all for Brad Paisley's concert on Saturday. The sun will shine bright and temperatures will flirt with 60. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The governor has proposed a budget, and lawmakers want tax cuts. Are they close to an agreement? Joanne Krulatz breaks it down for us.
Tax and budget talks are getting off the ground at the Capitol. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that he's had meetings with Republican legislative leaders and staff. Evers said his goal would be to have work completed this summer, but the legislature seems a little slow this time around. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss believes the governor realizes that there will not be no spending without a reduction in taxes.
I think the governor realizes that we're not going to spend any more money unless we have the ability to reduce taxes and help folks deal with inflation. And I think we realize that we're not going to ever get a tax cut if we don't talk with the governor and see where his priorities are as well. So we're very early in the process. But again, I'm an optimist. I hope we can get a budget across the finish line.
Republicans prefer passing a tax package before moving on to the budget, while Evers wants any cuts to be part of the overall budget. Evers said he won't make a decision regarding a possible third term until after the budget is finished.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's draft day in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Many experts predicting the Packers could use the 23rd pick on Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden, who was spotted shaking hands with Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen show. Has he been here before?
It's definitely my first time meeting with him. I had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago. Got around the coaching staff, you know, the organization. Feel like home to me.
Did you visit here? So this is not your first trip to Green Bay,
as a matter of fact. It's not my first trip.
Who else have you personally visited?
Met with Houston, Pittsburgh, Broncos, Detroit.
Have you personally visited with the Dallas Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
Oh! What was that about?
It was cool, man.
Baseball, the Brewers scoring 2 runs in the 9th, but it wasn't enough. They lost to the Giants 4-2 last night in San Francisco.
It's all part of getting started in a new year. We're all trying to find ourselves, find our own identity.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. Talk of Green Bay.
Hey, Gina, did you hear about the draft?
Wayne, there's no draft at Pella.
There's definitely a draft, right, Wilde?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it.
Pella windows are constructed of the highest quality. No drafts. But Pella should be everyone's number one pick because right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, get no interest financing options or free glass upgrades.
So where is the draft?
Coon. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Service restrictions apply and support 30-2025.
Summer's almost here. We're talking water safety on the river and lakes with Warden Darren Kuhn and safety in our parks and pools with Director Ann Miller.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We got a beautiful morning out there, and I got to tell you something, folks. You want to talk about talent, homegrown talent? We got some homegrown talent right here. Two diehard Northeast Wisconsin people who put their artiste talents to something pretty cool in regarding to the NFL draft. Stress the Mind and Trent Magic, known vandals. Jim, take it away.
Talking about the NFL draft, bringing out the best of the best. Some people have been sitting on some pretty good talent waiting for today.
And also, these guys look badass.
Yeah,
right.
They kind of do with them in a bar. They kind of do. For this time of the morning, yeah, I wouldn't want to.
No, I
wouldn't guys,
tangle so. With either one of these guys.
But you're doing two things today. You're dropping this great song that is unique to our community, the culture of our community. It's not like this cheesehead song, or it's not too much. It's family friendly,
right?
And you also have a video. So tell us a little bit
about your
two guys, and then tell me a little bit more about the song. But first of all, introduce yourselves as your duo.
Well, we are known vandals. I go by Stress the Mind. I do the lyrics, and
I'm phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I would not be a disc jockey in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Don't you think
if I had your pipes? I'll be honest with you.
Don't you think he kind of knows that?
Yeah.
Back in high school, my teachers used to be like, "You should do radio. You should do radio." And I ended up doing music, so I guess it's kind of
close enough.
Something right.
Very soothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Trent Magic. I do all the production and I do the DJ stuff when we're live and hanging and playing shows and stuff like that. But so I write all the music and co-produced with him too. We both bounce a lot of ideas off together when I'm sort of producing what we are. So
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, this cheesehead with an attitude that you
had enough of that. Well, we grew up with that.
No, we grew up. I love all that stuff. It's just we were in the studio a few months ago thinking about it, and we were like talking about how the draft was coming up. And
right.
I was like, man, has anyone, to my knowledge, to your knowledge, has anyone ever made a song just about the culture and state of Wisconsin in general? You know, completely
like an original,
right. original,
an
song.
All original.
And we couldn't find it. We looked, we couldn't find it. So we were like, we need to. Do yeah. that. And we need to make that song.
You sought a little local talent,
right? Yeah. And we asked around, and we're fortunate enough to get some cameos in the video.
I can't believe you didn't go to Mino here. He's always begging.
Well, there's always,
it's always begging.
Yes.
Find the talent.
Yeah, right.
He'll tell you that he was in, I don't know, some school up in Michigan. He was 8 kids in the class. He was. In a play.
Sure.
In a play.
That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. I have to say, Jim, you use the terminology, your song drops today. That was pretty hip for
that was.
That was.
Yeah.
Hey, for me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you,
all
Todd.
Right. So, all right. So, Ed the Diver.
Anything good that happens with the show is because of Todd.
Oh, okay.
Trust us.
And you got Spencer Young in there. We're a huge fan of his.
So are we.
Big fan of Spencer. Actually, he's the one, I got to credit him for starting it all off, so. I had met him.
These paintings
right
here.
Yeah, amazing. I was going to say they look like Spencer's work.
Yeah. You know what he painted them with?
His mind.
Well, that just this worse. You guys, this is
what did he paint
cool.
them with? What did he paint them with?
Worse. Oh gosh.
No, he
a football and a cleat. No brush.
I was actually going to say a cleat, jokingly, but yeah. Seriously. Okay.
That's Spencer. Wow.
Sure. We took that to a charity auction for the new community shelter.
Yeah.
$650 that one went for.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
And then we auctioned mine off for local vets.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best.
Isn't that so? Yeah. He's a great guy. Well, good. And
but you know what, though? That's something that Jim and I talk about. And Todd, we all talk about that. It's like what we try to do with this little show or whatever is bring out the great talents
right here
that are right around here. You don't have to be from Chicago. Nope. But we got talent.
Yeah. And we're sort of just starting, too. So, like, you know, this song is kind of made for everybody in Wisconsin here. We're from this state. We love this state. And we might not be very known, being the known Vandals, but this was sort of a song we were hoping, like, hey.
But that is a great,
It is.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's write a jam that everybody can relate to and love and just see where it goes.
Yeah, we just thought this could be played anywhere, any sporting event, any sort of, like, it's family friendly, it's good for everybody. Everybody that's from here or has even visited here for a while, when you hear the lyrics and watch the video, you get it.
It is hilarious.
Exactly what,
and we're going to be hearing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Todd, you got it right. I don't mean to sound like a weird guy. You got the greatest voice.
Thank you.
It's like, damn it.
Okay, that's it two
worked,
now.
It I'm going to
tell you. Right, sorry, buddy. No. What's your name again?
Trent.
Okay,
No, his voice is great.
It's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. It just works out that way.
You should hear him rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Let me hear a little. Give me a little.
And you will.
Go ahead. You will. Right now. It'll be us all right now.
What should we do?
Want me to beatbox and you can do the first?
Yeah.
I'll beatbox and you do the first, ready?
Do the first part of the song?
Yeah. Live.
I'll just beatbox real quick.
All right.
Boom.
All right. We'll start with the first one.
From out the deadly land, you know what? Yeah, the cheese head state. Right up north, tucked in, right next to the Great Lakes. This is a place we call home. Never afraid to admit it. Back in 1848 is where our story's beginning. So sit and listen, let me tell you all just what we're about. Stuff for hunting and fishing, we never leave home without. And throughout all of the seasons, we're prepared for a blizzard. Glad prepared for a drive for the roughest conditions. Back to the fishing, we even do it on ice. We drill a hole and drink a brew. Believe me, this is the life. Yeah.
That's awesome. Love it.
All right. Did the research on
little
that
taste.
One.
Yeah. Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Introduce yourselves again. Tell a little bit about your background, what you do, and this whole
how'd you
thing.
Get into this?
Yeah, no problem. So I'm Trent Magic. Trent Brusky is the real name, though. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Brusky?
Yeah, Brusky. Yeah.
As in the old Packer.
That's my grandfather. Yeah. Hall of
Shut
Famer.
Shut up.
Yep.
It is.
Hall
it
of
is.
Famer.
Doc Brusky. Yeah,
yep. He's got a football card.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was at his induction to the Packer Hall of Fame.
That's awesome. 1993.
Yeah.
So was I.
That is so cool. Wow.
So he's my grandpa. He's cool.
He was the first doctor the Packers ever had, I think, right?
You're correct, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, he should have been in the Hall of Fame a lot earlier, though.
Absolutely.
Who do I have to talk to about that?
I know.
Who do I talk to about that?
So I've been in a lot of punk bands, and I've done a lot of like hip-hop production and stuff in the past 10 years, but music's always been my thing. Hip-hop production, and I used to make music for commercials and different things back in the day. Todd, you probably know a lot of stuff about that, you know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. But him and I have known each other.
With all the cool people. You know what I'm saying? We are not.
And he's quiet about it.
He's quiet about it.
We don't know anything about him for two years. We don't think about him.
No.
Yeah. I feel a connection through the glass.
I know. I'm seeing
as
that.
A fellow producer of radio.
Yeah. Right.
But so Luke and I have known each other for years, and you know, we've played in bands separately together at shows, and just we've been great friends. So this Known Vandals connection was something him and I kind of always wanted to do, but never knew it. So here we are.
Think that you're again. I only know the word dropping now because I don't
you're
even know.
You're
good.
What's going.
So, all right. Today, and so how do people? How do you launch something like that? I mean, you're not in a
right.
Well, very carefully. I mean, obviously, we're completely independent. We don't have investors or bosses or anything like that. So we just the video.
I would encourage you to stay on that track.
Right. Thank you. So the song was I had written the song for the lyrics and I'd come up with the idea for it. And he was like, let me make a beat for it. And it just, we kind of went back and forth and it just kind of worked out perfectly. And we need something kind of simple, but a lot like kind of whimsical and silly because, you know, at least a lot of my out of state friends are like, Wisconsin, what do you have there besides beer, cheese and the Packers? And
yeah.
I was like, but we have those things.
It's, you know what? It's
you know
enough.
What I mean? So, right.
It's true. Enough.
So it's they also say, and Mino and the mayor.
Well, yeah.
And then we have a,
I know the former mayor of Green Bay.
And we,
shut up!
I do. We had gotten a hold of one of our good friends. His name is Trace Passion. Shout out to Trace.
Shout out to Trace. He was 12 Productions.
He runs a media company called 1212 Productions, and he's got all the camera gear and stuff. He's like, I am going to get behind you guys, and we're going to make the most killer video we can.
So,
video.
As of right now, it is dropped.
It is
the
right
now. Tell everybody where people can see this.
You can see it on our YouTube page right now. It's just YouTube. Search for Known Vandals. Mm-hmm. Look us up.
Or Wisconsin, too.
Or you can search for Wisconsin.
That's actually speaking of who did that? Whoever did. Because you know what we're very big fans of? With all their craft breweries and everything?
Yeah.
They've gotten so great with their artwork. Oh, man. With their logo.
Packaging, logo.
I mean, it's like you'd buy something. Oh!
We got shirts. These are for you guys.
Thank you.
You guys don't have to argue over color.
Who designed that?
We did.
Yeah.
That is so cool. You got a walleye on there.
Walleye, some lures, some cheese.
That is so cool. Jim, you get the... Right,
whatever
orange one. I get the black
colors
one.
You
thank you
do.
Guys.
That is really
awesome.
Cool.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, we'll be.
How can we promote you guys more?
And YouTube is 20 years old today. So this
is it.
Yeah,
it is.
This is we're rolling launching it out. This and rolling it out. So this will be a great anniversary.
I was six.
I remember. I saw a video the other day where a guy they were talking about how the YouTube creators were. Only had 40 videos and they were terrified it was going to fail super bad or something.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys, when you guys shoot a video, tell me about the process of shooting a video.
Well, I got to tell you, the process for the video is a very collective process, and we got so many amazing people involved with Trace at the helm, our friend at 1212 Productions, kind of helping us lay out the storyboard for it. Multiple locations, multiple great people involved, but really, you just got to take the days and the time to make sure you're getting your shots right. Having fun is super key when you're making a video. And honestly,
and you can't fake that.
No.
You
can't.
Just having the right people behind you makes it.
I gave him the lyric sheet, and he picked out. He said, "We're gonna go here. We're gonna go here. Here." Yep. He storyboarded out. The guy's a wizard. He knows what he's doing.
That's awesome. We've done commercials like at Channel 2. Very dry, very tight, not fun. And then we've also done some other stuff in bars with like you guys with YouTube. And it's just so much more fun. It's real. It's just
production seems to just be a little more loose with the YouTube stuff.
Just a little.
a little bit.
Yeah.
You let Johnny smoke weed, and he appreciates that. You're just a little looser there.
I have no idea where that came from. I don't smoke weed.
And of the two of them,
he's just throwing that
gummies.
Out at me.
Yeah. Mino, who's the one who always smoked weed?
Him.
Right.
Him.
Well, I want to say it before he said that about me.
Who was kicked out? I'd say, okay, Mrs. Schmidt, please close your ears.
My mom does listen.
Yeah.
So easy, John.
Of all the people amongst us in this studio, which one of us was kicked off the wrestling team for smoking weed?
Todd.
No, I'm just kidding.
Todd.
All right, let's move on.
You would think that.
Jim is so red right now. Look at him.
All right, well, this is great you guys are doing this. And creativity, we love that. We talk often on this show about the talent that's right here in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh.
It's underrated.
Yeah. Yes, for
sure. We just talk, not just the talent in music and the arts, visual dancing, authors.
Sure.
But in the business community, too, you don't have to go to the East Coast and West Coast.
You
look at the production with 1212. I mean, it's right here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible.
Absolutely.
And we need to showcase that instead of cheese curds, which is great.
Right.
I mean, we're proud of what we have here.
Yeah, no care.
And the Packers.
You guys haven't heard the song yet, have
no,
you?
No,
no. No, you guys
haven't. You'll hear.
I can't wait. Right.
Yeah. It's on all streaming platforms.
So right now, people can stream.
I'm on Spotify. So
you
what
can
do I
find
do?
It.
You,
would
you have no idea what Spotify is.
I'm on. I should look at my phone. I'm on Spotify.
On
I am.
You should have seen me yesterday with our poor guy here, Jesse, trying to explain what an app is so I can get into the draft thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was on it, by the way.
That was like uncomfortable.
That was great.
That draft app thing is, I appreciate it,
it's
but it's
hard.
Very interesting. Yeah.
It's a lot of steps.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of steps.
No, you just Google it. It's there. Anyway, go ahead. Tell me about how I find it on Spotify.
Sure. So any streaming service you have, you can search Wisconsin or just type our group name, Known Van. So it's
Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Yep.
So Wisconsin. Like Anthem and Wisconsin mixed together. Wisconsin.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yep. And then you can go
type
to the
that
known,
in and boom, it's right
boom.
There.
You'll type in type it in YouTube or Google, it'll pop up.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you can go to our website as well, theknownvandals.com. We've got these great shirts. We got beanies.
Yeah.
Others. We got other shirts.
You're selling some swag on
there. You guys got some swag there, buddy.
And this week is 20% off the draft. So
we're gonna keep it all week.
Please
are you guys performing? for the draft anyway?
We didn't have anybody ask us, but we're hoping it's
going to happen. We hope so.
After this.
Yeah, we hope it'll be crazy.
Yep.
Can you stick around?
Yeah.
All absolutely. Right, man.
We got Stress the Mind and Trent Magic, Known Vandals. I can't say the name of your song again.
Yeah, Wiscanthem.
Wiscanthem.
There you
love
go.
It. Back Attaboy. With more. And then we got Don Mikowski coming up at 7:35. Michael Friedman. We got the Wisconsin arm wrestling champion, Lee Bonet, coming in. Stay with us. I can't wait to get on the road
again. On the road again. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Commando Paintball is open for walk-on play this Thursday through Sunday from 9 to 5. Even players from the green and gold have hit the fields at Commando. Now it's your turn. You don't need experience, just bring your sense of adventure. Located just minutes north of Green Bay, Commando Paintball features massive outdoor fields and non-stop action. Full rental packages are available. Grab your friends and jump in. Learn more at CommandoPaintballSports.com.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a great-looking Wednesday morning. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh and Points Beyond and Civic Media worldwide. And we're with two very, very talented people who we are going to allow, or they are allowing us to debut their new song, Todd.
Yeah, that's right. We got it here first.
Somebody just sent it to me.
Thank you for allowing us.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm excited about this, man. This is great.
Yeah, us too.
Tell us again about your background and how you want to just, it's so, and sure. Again, I hate the term, but I'm going to throw it out. It's so organic Green Bay-wise, Northeast Wisconsin-wise.
That's the whole goal. Okay. That's the whole goal. So with this song, you know, Wisconsin, this is for you. This is for everybody from Wisconsin, born and raised. Even if you travel to Wisconsin and it's like you're, you know, childhood place away, like you got to know a little bit about it. And if you don't, this Wisconsin song is definitely going to have everything you could think of.
Yeah, listen to the lyrics. You'll get it. You'll relate. You'll understand it all. For sure.
Absolutely.
I have to ask this, though. Well, first of all, I got a text here from Tina. Okay, I'm technically challenged. Can I play their song with touch tunes? I'd love to play it when I'm out having adult beverages this weekend. Tina.
That will take about another month to pass because I have to submit it to that company, but it is in the works.
There's distribution stuff, digital, that takes time, stuff we can't control.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's something she can do now, right?
Is there something
anybody get YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, okay. YouTube, Wiscanthem, Known Vandals. Just Google Known Vandals, Wiscanthem. It'll come up.
All right.
Yep.
You guys ready?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Debut right here on Mino and the Mayor.
No stress. Why don't you tell them where Known Vandals are from? What the hell's going on out here? From out the Dairyland, you know it. Yeah, the cheesehead state. Right up north, tucked in, right next to the Great Lakes. This is the place we call home. Never afraid to admit it. Back in 1848 is where our story's beginning. So sit and listen. Let me tell you all just what we're about. Like stuff for hunting and fishing. We'll never leave home without. And throughout all of the seasons, we're prepared for a blizzard. Flatbed, four-wheel drive for the roughest conditions. Then right back to the fishing. We even do it all nice. We drill a hole and drink a brew. Believe me, this is the life. And at night on every Friday, we be frying the fish. Kicking back at supper clubs, breaking out the cribbage. Never missing the game, a time of cheer on the pack. Gold the Brewers, Bucks and Badgers getting rowdy and stand. So here we go, y'all. Time to spell it out with us. Raise it up on what you're holding to the place that we live in. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. We welcome all of y'all, y'all amongst some friends. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. It's the place we call home and the tundra begins. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. And if y'all didn't hear me, I'ma say it again. These are my people and I'm thinking they're all second to none. From Eagle River headed south on Highway 41. And all the east to the west and everyone in between. If you're from Wisconsin, then we all unite as a team. Love from our factory workers and farmers making it happen. Keep us running and supplied for weekends up at our cabins. And the old fashions mix it up, you never go wrong. Serving cheese curds with a side of ranch and it's on. Sing along around the fire, pressing up budgie pies. And if you offer up a broad, it's never gonna be denied. And we side with the blaze, orange and camo equipped. They're all our friends and all are welcome with the drinks that we sip. So if you're taking a trip, we hope you stop on by. We hold the door open for you and we'll say,
oh, hi.
From the days gone by, present time and beyond. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, everyone sing along. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. We welcome all of y'all, y'all amongst some friends. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. Heavy snowfall, blizzards never end. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. It's the place we call home and the tundra begins. W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. And if y'all didn't hear me, I'ma say it again.
Yeah. And special shout outs to Mark's Eastside Supper Club.
Yeah, Quick Trip.
Wick Brothers.
Miller.
Bill and Rookie.
PBR.
107.5 The Fan.
Yeah.
Good Day Wisconsin. Ed the Diver.
NOW Wrestling.
Peace to the Fonz.
And my man Matt Ramage.
1212 Productions.
Meanwhile in Wisconsin. Yo, what up, Peter Schwanz? And I can't forget my man that forever young designs. And everyone out there living a life out here in Wisconsin. Keep doing your thing. And we slapping our knees, then we out.
Awesome. Great work,
thank
you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Is so cool.
You. Yeah, you
thanks
check
so much.
All the boxes, man. Cribbage, old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah. Ranch.
Exactly.
Ranch awesome. Dressing.
Yeah, ranch. Everybody, ranch is huge here. And I don't know why. It's awesome. I don't know. It's good
but
and everything.
Very cool.
You can visualize the whole stadium. Jamming.
Oh my
this.
God. You know what I mean? We spell Wisconsin out in a fun way.
A number of times in a fun way.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be.
Yeah, and then they that get to yo, 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 Ricky and Appleton.
Hey. So great.
We see you,
that was
Ricky.
Great.
We see you.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the chorus was our favorite part.
Right.
We wanted something that was like anthem worthy. When you think of an anthem, you want to be like
right. Everybody's got
singing
be
along
right.
and just having a great time.
Some of those the songs back in the 80s where there was like, and I think one of them was We Built This City, and it was based in San Francisco. But there were different versions depending on the market and radio you worked for.
Oh, yeah.
We need to have them do an edit for us that mentions Mino and the Mayor.
Oh, we can.
Absolutely.
I'm in.
You know who else? That was the big thing with-
It's over.
We got you. What's her name? The song was Nebraska. What's her name? Big Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Oh, she did. She did Nebraska and she did Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
You know. I love you. You know
customized
what I mean?
It. I know exactly.
And that whole song is a whole different meaning than when you hear her say
that
Wisconsin.
Was a while ago. I actually almost forgot.
I know, right?
She's been around longer than we think.
I know, right?
What?
But Jim, you met her, right?
I did.
Lady Gaga, she had soft hands, or wasn't that?
No, that was
no. I
met her the same day I met the Dalai Lama.
And he had the soft hands.
He had the soft hands.
That is,
anyway,
the number one thing he comes away having meeting the Dalai Lama, he had the softest. He did. It's like, really, what do you think? He does construction on his side?
Did it feel like a chinchilla?
Oh, yeah, he's a bricklayer.
He's like chinchilla.
By the way, who's the tattoo artist?
I am.
He is.
Yeah.
You both got amazing ink on your hands. That is so cool.
I got a little fish because I love trout fishing with my wife.
See, we're the real deal.
Well, I got to mention my wife. Yes. I love you, my wife.
Yes.
There.
Wait a minute. You just touched on something I can't pass up. Brook trout, rainbow, or brown?
You name it.
Really?
All of it.
Because I'm the most passionate trout fisherman you'll ever find.
Well, you met the first one.
We got to talk.
This is the guy.
We got to talk.
Where are you going? Wyoming?
No, we go to Viroqua. That's like our home away from home.
Okay, right.
We got to talk, man.
We're going to talk.
All right. This is great, you guys.
You guys are
Thanks
awesome.
For doing this.
Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you,
guys. But you got to do a Mind of the Mayor. Bill
We're going
and
to.
Rookie.
We love you guys.
Out.
TheKnownVandals.com. Check it out. And you can go on YouTube. You got to check the video.
And Lisa has actually said she likes me more than Rookie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hope I get that point.
Yeah.
Never missing the game.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Democrats are introducing a bill that would codify abortion rights in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has the details.
The Abortion Rights Restoration Act would repeal the state's 1849 abortion ban and eliminate required ultrasounds and a 24-hour waiting period. Other states like Minnesota and Colorado have gotten their own old abortion laws off the books after the Dobbs decision, which repealed Roe v. Wade at the federal level. Tanya Atkinson, CEO of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
This bill is about protecting a person's ability to decide for herself what kind of reproductive health care is needed. This bill is about protecting healthcare professionals from criminal punishments.
Dr. Ashlyn Brown says the bill would also get rid of the information healthcare providers are required to give to patients that's dictated by lawmakers and isn't backed up by evidence.
Restrictions forcing physicians like me to read a script riddled with medically inaccurate information, scare tactics, and frankly biased language about the abortion care that they need is not evidence-based medicine. There is no other type of healthcare where patients are questioned extensively, given biased information, and forced to wait when they know what is right for them.
In a Republican-controlled legislature, the measure is unlikely to pass. Senator Kelda Royce.
20 years ago, we had Republicans that were pro-choice. It would be, I think, better if more Republican politicians actually reflected the Republican electorate, which has plenty of pro-choice Republicans.
Legislative Republicans didn't immediately offer a response to the bill. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering the state's 1849 abortion ban. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's lots of Star Wars news lately. Here is the latest. Andor makes its return for season 2. The show returns almost 2 years after the finale of season 1. Diego Luna plays Cassian Andor, just like he did in Rogue One. The show is crushing on Rotten Tomatoes at 98%. Season 2 will have 12 episodes. The first 3 episodes dropped Tuesday, April 22nd. Disney Plus will release 3 episodes every week on Tuesdays, totaling a 4-week run. Disney Plus says this will be the final season of the popular show. In more Season 2 news, Nathan Felder is back for Season 2 of The Rehearsal. The hilariously awkward creator of the show is also the leading man as he tries to help people get better at living their own lives by rehearsing them. Things usually go very wrong, and therein lies the hilarity. Season 2 will have 6 episodes, just like the first season. The HBO show drops every Sunday night following The Righteous Gemstones. Happy Weird Sunday Night on Max, everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60. Tonight, some rain. Our low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain. Quarter inch or more possible with a high tomorrow right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I used to smoke.
I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Jerry Barr. Whether they wear a mask, cape, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11.
Welcome back, Mino the Mayor. We're joined by the legend, the magic man, Don Majkowski. I still remember when his name was called back in the day with Forrest Gregg, and Forrest Gregg talking about this great young quarterback from the University of Virginia. Now, Madge, one thing you and I have talked about one other time, you on draft day, it was an entirely different entity in 1987, 88, 89, that whole era of you and drafting guys like you and the Bryce Pops of the world and everybody, and they all say the same thing. Man, it was nothing like it is today as far as an event. What do you remember about those days, Magic?
When a draft first became televised on ESPN, like, I don't know, in the early 80s.
Yeah.
But I remember, I didn't know where I was going to get drafted because I got injured again in my senior year at Virginia. I separated my shoulder, so my stock went pretty far down. I didn't know how far it was going to go down. I still went to the combine, wasn't still 100%, couldn't do the bench press, so stock went down. So I didn't know where I was going to draft it. So the way my draft day was very lonely. I was in my college apartment all by myself. The draft started at 8 a.m. on ESPN, and they only did the first six rounds televised. So back then, they had 12 rounds in the draft. So I watched the first round, and I saw four quarterbacks were taken: Vinny Testaverde, Kelly Stouffer, Harbaugh, and Chris Miller. And I'm like, well, man, I'm right in the same bracket as those guys. Four guys already taken. I got to be taken, you know, pretty soon. You know, I got to be coming up next, you know. And second round went by, third round went by, fourth round. The draft went off the air after the sixth round. I still didn't get my number. I mean, still didn't get my call. So I was just hanging out in my apartment all by myself. Finally, it got to be 10 p.m. I'm like, I got to go to bed, man. It was a long day. I was exhausted. I was so disappointed, frustrated, sad, whatever, tears, all that stuff. I didn't get my call till like midnight, you know, and Forrest Gregg called me and said, yeah, they were. Actually, you know, it was funny. I got a call from the Buffalo Bills in the sixth round by Bill Polian.
Okay.
And they wanted to take me in the sixth round and turn me into a free safety.
Oh, my God. Which was your hometown, though, your hometown Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they had Jim Kelly and Frank Reich, and I'm like, yeah, I'll pass on the free safety, even though it sounded, I mean, no doubt I could have played. I played some, you know, a lot of it in high school, and then used to practice some even in college my freshman year. But I was like, I'll pass on the free safety. I'm going to be a quarterback. And they said, okay, you know. So, yeah, I got a call in the 10th round, midnight, and got to be honest, I wasn't overly excited at all because – I just was so disappointed. So when Forrest said we're going to take it next pick, the 10th round, I said, okay, great. He said, we're really excited to have you. I was like, I bet. 10th round, huh?
Yeah. Oh my.
So, but when I hung up the phone and, you know, they told me I'd have to fly out for minicamp in a couple of days, I just couldn't wait to get to minicamp because, I mean, even though I got drafted so late, there was no question in my mind that I was as good as any of the first rounders that got drafted. They just had no idea. And I proved it, you know? I mean, the guys in the first round were, I mean, Harbaugh, Chris Miller, Testaverde, and
Kelly Stouffer. You know,
yeah, so
he never played.
You know, when I got to Green Bay, you know, yeah, when I got there, I was really excited to compete. And as soon as I got into minicamps, I saw the other quarterbacks there, and I said, I'm making this team. And I'll probably start. Really did. And I didn't know how soon, but I definitely was confident, and that was my attitude.
I have to ask, though, did you, because I've sat with guys like at the University of Arizona where I covered them and University of Michigan and different places where I've, you know, you go to their apartments or their dorms, actually it was back then usually, and you'd sit there and the phone would ring and everybody would be, okay, hang on, don't answer, and everybody would get their cameras fired up, we're all set and the mics would be there, like, hello?
Yeah.
No, Uncle Bob, I haven't been drafted yet. I don't know, Bob. Uncle Bob, I gotta keep the line open. I'll call you when it's done, Uncle Bob. Okay. They must have got 12 calls like that during the course of the day. Did that happen to you at all?
It didn't, because I was just there in my apartment all by myself. I had a roommate, but he wasn't there that weekend. He lived in a couple hours away in like D.C. And I was there all by myself, and I just wanted to be by myself because I had no idea what was going to happen. I didn't want to have, you know, any friends hanging around waiting for a celebratory call because it didn't come. And good thing I didn't.
So you got the call.
I guess probably the only thing that I, probably the only person I call, I would call my parents every, you know, couple hours and just tell them, yep, no call yet. And that was probably about it. The only conversations I had. Yeah, it was a pretty lonely day for sure, you know.
So after you got the call from Forrest, the first call you made was to your parents?
Yeah, but not until the morning. I mean,
you're not excited, huh? Yeah.
I got called. I think it was past midnight, you know, and I just waited till the morning. I called him first thing. And
with your dad being a firefighter, he must have thought there's a 4-alarm someplace.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, getting drafted by Green Bay. I was used to the cold and, with my Polish background. You know, the first day I was pulling into Wisconsin, I go through Pulaski, and I'm like, hey, I might fit in pretty well here.
There you go. Right. Hey, let me ask you, Johnny and I were talking, a lot of people aren't coming. I mean, right, we're a little disappointed.
Only 16, it looks like, of the potential, I don't know how many they had, 40 possibles.
And do you think it's because of sitting in the room, not getting drafted, cameras on you, or do you think it's just they want to be with their friends in a different hotel room?
Yeah, some players, you know, families just want to be at home with their family. They don't need the hype. They don't need the glam, you know, and get all blinged out in their ice and their diamonds and their, you know, $75,000 watches and all this stuff, glasses, they're wearing on stage. Everyone wears glasses and they go on stage. I mean, I don't get it, you know. Yeah. It's just a little too much for some players. Some players don't need that, and they just rather be home with their family. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a big day for a lot of these first-rounders. It's a huge day. So, you know, it's exciting. But, you know, all that kind of glitz and glamour, it's going to be kind of weird in Green Bay. When you go to New York or Vegas or someplace, you know, it kind of fits in Green Bay, man. That's not really the style, you know, so... But that's what goes on, and hey, these kids deserve it. They worked hard, and they're all going to be first rounders. So, if they want to be there, they should enjoy it, and it's going to be a special day for all of them. But yeah, I'm not even sure. Like, if Shedeur Sanders is going to be there? Did he?
He's not. He's not. He's definitely not. And now Jackson, what's the quarterback from Mississippi? Dax. Dart?
Oh, Jackson Dart.
Jackson,
Ole Miss? Yeah.
He's not going to be there because we just had the guy on the editor from Lindy's draft preview, and he said, guys do pay attention. And I know sometimes it's all BS, but, you know, projections of whatever, and he's been projected at like 28 or 30 or possibly second day. So he backed out because, again, we talked and we joke about it because I became good friends, as I just mentioned, with a show with Brady Quinn's sister. Laura Hawk, right. AJ, okay? And I always joked about, you know, it started out, oh, Brady Quinn, boy, I'll tell you what, waiting for a call from the Lions, and the Detroit Lions select, you know, Joe Blow. And his girlfriend, who was all over him at first, incrementally started getting further away as the draft went on. And
it could be an embarrassing day, for sure. Frustrating, embarrassing. Right. I mean, like, no, what happened to Aaron? You know, Aaron,
right.
You know, went for number one to 24. I mean, shoot. Still being drafted 24 is awesome, you know, but from being number one, I guess, and just being overlooked, I don't know, but it could be disappointing, but
But you just don't think these guys with these diamond glasses and watches are going to blend into Green Bay?
That's what I said. It's going to look ridiculous.
They'll look great at Nikki's
style, man. You know, that's not what's happening. And you know, when you're going out in Lorelei and stuff, that's not how you dress.
Hey, Madge, I got to ask, what kind of a bonus did you get?
Oh, big one. Yeah. Big one. $10,000.
Wow.
I had $10,000 signing bonus, and my base salary was $65,000 my rookie year.
People don't realize it.
No, that wasn't that long ago either.
Well, that was the minimum salary. I mean, as a 10th rounder, it's pretty much the same salary as a free agent, but I did get a $10,000 signing bonus. So when I became the starting quarterback in the second game of the season, I was making $65,000 base, right? But then we went on strike, and I missed four paychecks, man. So that's a quarter of the year, man. So I probably made about $35,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But, you know,
hey,
a couple years later, I did a little better. So
there's a reason when we used to ask you guys to come on our TV shows and we'd give you a gift certificate for like a oil change or something at Arby's. You guys would take those certificates. Nobody turned them down.
Yeah. That was good stuff back then. that was good stuff, yeah.
Dang, right.
That was different times, man. Different times for sure, you know. I tell some of the old stories, like, just the difference between what the players have nowadays and, like, just the players in the 80s and 90s, what we had. It's just, it's night and day. These players have no idea how good they have it. And, you know, rightfully so, they should. I mean, it's such a big business now. I mean, but the facilities and everything that goes on right now, the salaries, the rules, oh, my gosh, they have everything going for them. Their pensions, it's ridiculous how nice they have it now. And I'm not jealous. I'm envious. I mean, you know, I think it should be like that. And, you know, but back in the day, man, it was a lot different, more humbling. Well,
you know what, Madge, we had Randy Wright on a couple of weeks ago, and we asked him about that. And he said, you know, he said, you'd think you'd feel that way. But he said, I'll be honest with you, my first year, I was talking with Terry Bradshaw, who came in to do one of the games or whatever.
Right.
And Randy, in like his first year, was making more than Terry Bradshaw made the last year he won a Super Bowl. So it's like, you kind of got to put it in perspective sometime. Wouldn't you agree?
No, it's all relevant. Right. It is. And, you know, back then, I mean, after my third year, you know, when I was the first Packer player, I think, to make over $1 million a year. So that was the start of something exciting there as far as player salaries. But compared to now, it's just, you know, it's just so different. Well, but I definitely was appreciative back then. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I was able to buy my own car.
Yep.
I still, my first 2 years, I still had a roommate. I lived by my punter, you know, Don Bracken. We split the rent on our little townhouse on Pilgrim Way. It was $500 a month. It was $250 each a month.
And I can tell people it was decorated with, Madge.
Yeah, I know.
A shoulder mount of a buck.
Nice.
It was a jackal. It was a jackalope. Part antelope, part rabbit. Yeah, Donnie should call it a jackalope. Yeah.
Those were fun days. I've never seen teams closer together. You guys, Robbie Bosco, Bracken, Eldell Greco. I don't know if guys will ever be closer as a team because you guys almost bonded that way. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we did. You know, I mean, I remember last time I was on your show, we talked about the story. We were in a bowling league.
Yeah.
As my rookie year with all those guys on our Tuesdays or the day off, we were in a bowling league. Crazy. You would never see that now.
No.
You know, but it was fun back then. You know, we were just it was a different time. You know, we just fit in, and the guys hung out in public a lot more. There wasn't you know,
social
media. Yeah. There weren't cameras. Right. There weren't videotaping guys wherever they went. So we were able to blend in way more and just, you know, enjoy ourselves a lot more than they can, I think, these days, you know, for sure.
Well, Don Majkowski, we sure enjoy having you on, my friend. Can't thank you enough for your great insight and always being a big part of our show. Truly appreciate it.
Hey, love coming on with you guys.
Take care, my brother.
All right, take care.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Something special is cooking in Appleton Saturday, May 17th, and it's more than just good food. It's a double anniversary celebration for two of the town's Caribbean gems. Caribbean Taste celebrates 6 years on the road, and Area 509 marks 3 years in Appleton with a party you won't forget. From 2 to 10 p.m. at 1025 North Badger Avenue, it's all about live music, tasty food, cold drinks, an ice cream truck, yard games, and more. Family-friendly, full of flavor, and pure island energy. Don't miss it.
Your Republican Representative Dave Steffen wants to unconstitutionally raise your utility bills after President Trump promised Wisconsin ratepayers he would cut energy bills in half. Trump's DOJ has already weighed in on ROFR legislation in other states and called out the significant harm it would cause consumers if passed. Call Representative Dave Steffen at 608-237-9194 and tell him to stand with President Trump and the Constitution by voting no on ROFR, paid for by the Electricity Transmission Competition Coalition.
Commando Paintball is open for walk-on play this Thursday through Sunday from 9 to 5. Even players from the green and gold have hit the fields at Commando. Now it's your turn. You don't need experience, just bring your sense of adventure. Located just minutes north of Green Bay, Commando Paintball features massive outdoor fields and non-stop action. Full rental packages are available. Grab your friends and jump in. Learn more at CommandoPaintballSports.com.
Time to kick off another quick daily NFL draft update. I'm Todd Michaels.
I'm Terry Barr. Todd, it's here. The players' draft gets underway tonight, but events around the big stage are open. So count on us for a few of our personal picks for Thursday, April 24th. Let's start where the action is happening.
It's the NFL draft experience. This is a football fan's dream. Exhibits, autographs, prizes, and all of it around Lambeau Field from noon till 10.
And it's free. Here's something interesting. Randy Mahomes, the mom of QB Patrick Mahomes, is sharing what it's like to raise star athletes. She'll be at the YMCA on North Jefferson starting at 5 tonight. And Todd, there's food everywhere.
And music everywhere too, Terry. It's the NFL Draft in Green Bay. You can find more information anytime at WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. For Terry Barr, I'm Todd Michaels.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you happen to be a caregiver in the Outagamie County, this event is for you. Because on Wednesday, April 30th, from 3:30 till 6 p.m., you can join other caregivers for the Outagamie Caregiver Appreciation Event. Connect with others as you relax, enjoy dinner, speakers, and learn about local supportive resources. Plus, there's a load of prizes to be won. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've heard songs about truck drivers many times, the stories told how they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road. About the Feather River Canyon.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor and Michael Friedman. Simple Life Hospitality. It is draft day, ladies and gentlemen. Just checked in with Cheese Curd Nick. He's getting the grill fired up out there. He's got his cheese curds and his brats and his cheeseburgers and everything cheese. He's going to be at the Stadium View. We got unbelievable amount of things taking place in the area. Special thanks to Don Mikowski for joining us. And Michael Friedman, who is just one of the good guys that we've met during the course of doing this show. And no BS, Mike. You're just like a good guy. I mean, well, it's cool what you do, but it's just fun hanging out with you.
Thank you. I think it's been now about a year, I think, since the first time I was on the show. And we started talking about the draft last year and the excitement around it and how people were going to rent out their homes and all that good stuff. So,
you helped a lot of people. I mean,
well, we've been to three of your homes, haven't we?
You've been to two. You were on at Green and Gold on True Lane, and then over at
on Shadow, wasn't it?
Yeah, Shadow Lane. Yeah.
Great places, both of them. Man.
Yeah, and listen, you know, we anticipated a lot more people staying in our homes, but listen, I think this is a great day for Green Bay. It's a great day for the NFL to come to like I said, I think the cathedral of football, you know, I mean, to me, that's, you know, I've been going to Packer games since I was 5 years old, 1970.
No kidding.
Yeah. So we started, you know, I grew up in Milwaukee and we started going to Packer games at County Stadium. We had tickets there and then.
Worst place ever to watch a football game.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But, but you know, my dad and my uncle were very involved with having season tickets up here too. My dad was very good friends with Ray Nitschke.
No kidding.
Yeah. So. You know, a great book, Mean on Sunday.
Oh,
so,
man.
One of the best. But, yeah, it's, you know, it's an exciting day for Green Bay, and I'm glad, you know, we've been a part of it and doing the best we can to help people, you know, with what they wanted to do with their homes. And but yet now, time to celebrate and have some fun this afternoon.
Well, not only that, just one quick thing, though, as far as, like, I mean, people still want to come to Green Bay, whether it's Packer game or just the destination. You guys will still be renting some of these places, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, from the draft, I mean, we've picked up some new homes for the upcoming Packer year, some really nice houses around Lambeau Field. So we'll be renting those out. And then, you know, obviously we have all of our leisure homes in Door County and North Woods. We're growing that portfolio as well. And, yeah, we're expecting it. We're going to have a great summer. So we're excited by what we're doing.
And it's really cool that you're so professional. I mean, Jim talked about that, like, with his house and everything. It's like if somebody comes through you guys, you don't have to worry about some shyster kind of whatever.
Background checks. No. And just when you came in this morning, the gift baskets, the welcome gift
so
baskets.
So nice.
I mean, just local stuff, right? Cheese, sausage.
Yeah, you know.
And the coffee you put out. I love your coffee. I said that last time.
Oh, yeah.
I just... Those are the little things and the background checks you do. And I know people have asked you to rent their houses and you're like, yeah, that's not really our quality. I mean, it's nice that you're known as not upscale, but upper scale homes.
Yeah. You know, we just want to provide a great experience. You know, the management, I think I've talked about this. The management of the home is one thing, but we are in the hospitality business. We don't run a hotel, but we run 150 small hotels, if you think about it, from the standpoint of the number of homes we manage. And so creating those guest experiences, and, you know, I brought those gift baskets in just to show you what, you know, that little touch. We were talking about this morning. I was talking about with someone this morning that, you know, it's not the size of it, and it's not the amount of the gift. It's like the experience and the memories that's created that say, oh gosh, you know, when we stayed there, we had these local meat sticks and this local cheese and this local mustard. And, you know, we just really had a great time. And I think that's such a big part of it.
The only disappointing aspect of something that didn't happen, Johnny Juice.
We can't
serve alcohol.
I know we talked about Johnny Juice. Yeah. No, well, we'll have to work on Johnny Juice.
I would say that Nick.
Fail!
Oh, yeah. I should say, and Nick, Cheese Curd Nick, who is kind of our street vendor, but has his ear to the ground. He does. He just hears everything and knows everything. He did call and say that Austin Straubel Airport, one of their busiest days was this morning.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear, right? Because I think some of us were concerned that, is this going to happen like we were hoping it was going to happen? Yeah, we're going to hit 250, 300. And it's like even last night, and then Todd this morning, we were talking about that. He's like, is there too much going on? You know, and we're not feeling it because it's so spread out, right?
It could be.
But on the other hand, if the airport, I mean, there's only really two airports, right? Us and Appleton. So if they're busy, that's a good sign. If this parking takes off, and I know the shuttles in Appleton, the lady called yesterday and said they're filling up, which is awesome to hear that. So that's good news. So, you know, we'll see. Today's the day.
I think, listen, I mean, whatever it is, it is going to be.
Here.
It's here.
It's over.
And, you know, I'm excited to go this afternoon. I've got my friends coming in from Chicago and Madison, although my Bears fans, I'm you know, they're good friends. But I told them not to wear any Bears gear because I said, they might get, you know.
Why do I feel like anybody coming in from Chicago is going to be here to party?
They are. Trust me. They'll be here about 1, and then our shuttle, our private shuttle, a.k.a. Lisa, is dropping us off at the draft around 2.
Poor Lisa.
That starts at noon today.
Hey, tell her to make me some more quiche.
She made us quiche for, so we're all staying at her house.
Oh, man.
And she's making us some quiche, and she's got some breakfast pizzas for us as well.
I've never had quiche before, and what she brought in that day was
delicious.
Incredible.
It's really good.
And seriously, poor Lisa. Hashtag poor Lisa.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Yeah, no, she's amazing, and she's such an integral part of our company. And everything she does for us, I mean, it's incredible. The public relations and just the media side of things, and just the support she gives.
Mike, I'm going to throw that out there. If somebody might be getting off a plane in Austin Straubel right now, They're getting in a cab. They're driving around. If they still are looking for a place, have you got available?
Yeah, we still have a few houses available, believe it or not. But, I think it's going to be great. And, you know, the crowds are going to be what they are. Like I said, we're excited to be there this afternoon, hear some music, and then at 7 p.m., you know, start watching the draft. And I hope the Packers have a good pick. I'm interested to see what that's going to be.
Well, there's a lot out there. I just want to say one thing about Simple Life. So you know, working at the new community shelter, you also support that.
And absolutely.
I like to do business. Many of us do with companies who give back to our community, right? I mean, yeah,
I love what you're doing there. You know, I live in Madison, but I think what the community shelter is doing for people is
the community meal you support that every month. So anyway, I think you're a great company, and whether it's this, the
kiss the ground, Michael.
Absolutely.
Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, Red Sulfide, Phantom 309.
At a cold, lonely crossroads, rain was pouring down. I was hungry and free.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the church begins final preparations for Saturday service and procession to the church where Pope Francis will be laid to rest, his final wishes are being revealed. In Rome, ABC's James Longman.
His wooden coffin placed at ground level, not elevated, so that those gathering could see him more easily.
He is keeping some traditions. He'll wear his pallium, a scarf-like garment and a symbol of his status as a good shepherd. A bag of coins featuring his portrait and a document summarizing his papacy will be buried with him.
50,000 mourners have filed past the casket in Rome so far. President Trump pushing back on Ukraine for a peace deal. President Zelensky saying no to U.S. demands that Ukraine not be allowed to join NATO and that Russia be allowed to keep all of the land that it has captured so far.